Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, it's important for me to be very honest. I came to LA for a dream, to do music and to be successful in the entertainment industry. But I did not come to LA from my hometown to deal with insanity. I know it's coincide with the entertainment industry. As you know, with my previous podcast on voyeurism and peeping toms at building I live or the address, that was not what I came out here for. I'm trying to live my life, and it's important that everybody be allowed to live their life. Unfortunately, from my perception or looking around me, I have individuals who simply do not understand that respect of my life or boundaries or laws. It's important that we do. Like when I mentioned allegations of trespassing, because of those allegations perpetuate outside with individuals coming to the building and residents. That's not what I got into the entertainment industry for. And because I have a little celebrity situation or not, it is no way will I consent or have anyone trespass simply because I do these podcasts or because I have videos and so on. I mean, I really don't consider myself a celebrity or to the point where I want to be. I am in the entertainment industry, and that is my goal. I did not come out to L.A. to be intellectual or anything. It's to be an artist. But I'm attracting situations and people who simply I have no intention of attracting, you know, the wrong people, the wrong crowd. My music and my podcast are for people who are interested in my music, or, you know, the music business professionals and so on, or people who want to know about my podcast, etc. When I do this, it's not to attract criminals or evil people or jealous people, or that was not what it was intended. But it does happen on a bit much bigger scale of celebrity. But why I don't consider myself a celebrity, I realize I am, being on Twitter and so on. I hope that the way what I tweet and what I say on Facebook and Twitter does not undermine people's perception of me, but at the same time, I am more concerned about being treated fairly and being expressive and telling the truth. So that's the most important thing to me. It's not to undermine or hurt anything or anybody. It's just that I feel that I'm in a situation where people are trying to undermine and hurt me or try to tell me what to do, which is not how you deal with people or deal with me as an American citizen. Just because I'm an artist or I have my own life, you know, I was born in the United States, I'm entitled to the right to expectation of privacy in my home or to be left alone under law. And that's what I am. I don't tell people what to do in their home. There are lots of people who are doing lots of things that I may not like or understand, but I don't go and try to intrude or make an allegation of intruding somebody's home or tell somebody what to do in their own home or their lives, because that is wrong. That is 100% wrong. Religion is not an excuse or any type of bigotry. And that's what I dealt with. It's all about them trying to take my dream away. I say that all the time because they don't want me to be in the industry. They want to destroy me because of their self insane motives. That's not what you live on the planet for. People go to school, people are artists just like me, and I respect that. Or whatever they do, people think differently than I do, and they have every right. It's not for anybody's business to be out in the open about what I do, and it's not for people to trespass and look in my bedroom, like I mentioned. When I say that, they come over here and say they're looking in a home that I own, and they have no qualms about it. It's against the law. You know they can go to jail for this if they are trespassing. But again, these are allegations. That's an example of constitutional rights. I'm not here to get a lecture on the law. Everybody who lives in the United States should have that basic common sense. If you don't know or the basic common sense of how to respect boundaries, then you shouldn't be living in America, or you should be investigated. This is not a, you know, Los Angeles especially is a very open-minded area. This is not a place to, this ain't no dictatorship. We're all adults here. And children should be respected. But Legacy Songs is what it's all about. Legacy Songs is about that determination to be me as an artiste. Determination to express thyself and to be who I need to be. And that's what it's all about. It is not trying to, I don't want somebody or a big crowd of people to go after me or to say, oh, because I said this is over. Oh, I need to give up on songwriting. I can't do that. It's dream killing. Also, my home should be off limits. You know, people should be left alone. Again, it's all I mentioned in the previous podcast about those rules and regulations. Sure, I am trying to respect that. I am tired of perpetually talking about these situations. But that's part of being an artiste. To express thyself, communicate the truth. But at the same time, while I communicate the truth about my albums, because I play, you can listen to it on Spotify and Twitter, it is not for I do not want to attract the wrong person to me. I mean, the music is not for a hoodlum who wants to just make fun of me, or a criminal who said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm somebody, my music, and, you know, they want to destroy me. Unfortunately, that is exactly what has occurred. I was surprised because that's not who I intended, but when I realized that when I'm on Twitter doing podcasts and when I'm doing videos, unfortunately, that is a type of celebrity. Big or small, attract crazy people, attract dangerous people. So whoever's a celebrity should be aware. I'm sure they are. But also individual rights in a society is so important. It's so important that I have my rights in my home. It's important that anybody have a right to do and be left alone. That is the prerogative, and that's also the right. You know, no one should tell anybody what to do in their life or home. Okay? So I leave it there. You know my legacy songs. I'm going to continue to go for my dream. And you and I know, if you have a dream, to all of you, go for it and don't let nobody take it away. Also, if you have rights, if you feel your right is violated in the home and someone is trespassing, call the police. Let the state know about it because I feel that people are trying to undermine my rights. No religious bias or any type of bigotry, or there is no excuse for that. Go for your dream as I go for mine. Good day, good night from Death Night.